Hello, everyone. That's right. We went global. You're now tuning in to the first ever interview on The Middle with Stephen Santastassi. Today, we're going to be interviewing German professional football player, not soccer. His name is Jared Leekes, my former college teammate and friend. Well, he's still my friend. Going to be interviewing him today. Talking about life in Germany, his path to get to where he is, and a lot of other interesting topics besides sports. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Hello?
Jared, welcome to The Middle with Stephen Santastassi. You know me? You remember me?
I think I heard of you somewhere.
What's going on, brother?
Are we global?
How is it? We are global. We are, in fact, global. We're doing it. We're recording right now, man. We're doing it. The first ever interview on – how does it feel? How does it feel to be the first interviewee on the most unknown podcast out there?
I would say it feels special, but knowing it's you, it's kind of like, eh, you know. You've always been there for me though, so I'm happy to do it.
I appreciate that, man. So what time? Tell everyone what time it is over there
so
right now.
So right now we are looking at 12:20 at night.
You stayed up for this?
Of course, man. Of course, I had to.
Hey, I love the dedication, and I just want to thank you for coming on and being the first guest. So for those of you that don't know Jared Leekes, my former college teammate from Benedictine University in Lisle, Illinois, the suburbs of Chicago, Jared was a four-year starter at Benedictine at safety. And I'm just going to read you some of these stats because they're just mind-blowing, people. In 2013, he played 10 games for that's when I played with him, actually, was in 13, and the only year we got to play together. He was a freshman, recorded 5 interceptions, 1 for a touchdown, 78 total tackles with 44 being solo, 18 passes deflected.
Yeah.
He stole a lot of passes.
Yeah, you're making me look really good right now. What you're failing to mention is that I was like 145 pounds at the time. And like, if you were to pick one person out on the team that looked like he was really bad, you would point every finger at me.
That is true. You're not wrong, but you also were one of the best, which didn't go with your body. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
I was very awkward out there. Very. I don't know.
And then, you gotta let me finish here, man. 2014, 111 tackles, 6 interceptions, 5 pass breakups, 11 passes defended. You blocked 5 kicks, and you led the nation in block kicks for D3?
Yeah, I'm a special kid. I'm a special player.
I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, special kid, special player, special teams, baby. That's where we make it happen.
So, and then 2015, you played in 6 games. You got hurt that year, right?
Yeah. I had a couple – I had a concussion for one or two games. I don't know. My CTE is kicking. The other – 4 or 5, I broke my foot. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's
I see. Yeah, 45. Tell me about that, though.
No, that was actually really eye opening because that was like my first major injury in football that I had, and so it was kind of like the first injury that I had where I had to sit back and kind of like cheer on the team from the sideline and do all that kind of stuff, and it was actually really cool. I got really closer with a bunch of the teammates that I previously really didn't talk to, so. It was more of like a blessing in disguise kind of thing, you know?
Right. And, you know, you got to learn a little bit too. I mean, you feel like you got to study the game a little bit more, study more of what we were doing.
Yeah.
I say we're like I was still on the team. I'm actually wearing my Benedictine dry fit Nike shirt right now to get in the mood, the spirit. So
I love it. I love it, man. Yeah, no, I mean, Coach Cooper was an awesome guy, and he's a little psycho and a little crazy too, so you kind of have to decipher what he's saying at times, but between his tirades on the sideline and his like personal conversations with me, I learned a few things here or there, so it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And despite, you know, you had 45 tackles, 4 interceptions, and you returned two for touchdowns. And you're also a team captain and the NAC Weekly Award for defense. So if you don't know what the NAC is, people, it's I can't remember what it stands for, but it's just a conference that we played in.
We are not a good conference, by the way.
Hey, dude, D3, that's the thing, though. A lot of people talk down on D3 football, and I know it, you know, it's the lower tier of college football, but there's some guys, you know, that went on, that go on to the NFL and they play.
Yeah.
And that's why I kind of want to jump into here with people that know don't really know much about you, bro. And so in 16, you finished with 10 games, led with 92 tackles, led the nation in block kicks with 5. Jeez. Recorded 3 interceptions, 5 pass breakups. But this is what I want to run down, Jared, real quick, is starting your accolades starting from freshman year, 2013 NAC Freshman of the Year, 2013 First Team All-NAC, 2014 First Team All-NAC, 2014 D3Football.com All-North Region, 2014 NAC Defensive Player of the Year, 2015 First Team All-NAC, 2015 AFCA All-American, 2016 First Team All-NAC, 2016 D3Football.com All-North Region, and then last but not least, 2016 D3Football.com All-American. Holy shit.
there's a couple in there I like.
You should not have been, I'm just going to be straight up with you. You should not have been playing at Benedictine. You should have been playing D1.
Yeah, I know. Actually, that was always a dream of mine, but it just didn't work out that way. And, you know, sometimes it's just how the cookie crumbles, as they say it. And actually, I was very thankful I ended up at Benedictine because I met cool people that start unknown podcasts like Steve Sanasuski.
I like the Stanislavski,
whatever. It's Italian, okay?
So, I wanted you to just touch on a little bit when you transferred to ISU.
Yeah.
Right after your freshman year. And if people who don't know Illinois State University, that's Division I AA, or what is it now? What did they call that? Like something?
FCS? Yeah, FCS.
Yeah. So tell us about that.
So, that was really cool. After my freshman year, I decided, all right, I'm going to try to make the jump to D1AA. And so I went there and I got a preferred walk-on spot. So I was on the team there for a little bit. And honestly, it just wasn't a good fit. I could see that I wasn't really going to get playing time until my senior year there. And I just loved being on the field too much to stay there for that long and just – sit there on the sidelines, as bad as that sounds, and cheer on my teammates. I felt like I needed to make an impact on the field wherever that was. And like I said, just something about being back at Benedictine clicked. And so I went back there, and then I was able to take my talents on the field for the next 3 years there. And I loved it. It was awesome.
And you don't hear of people who can say that, you know, just wanting to be on the field so they give up a D1 dream to actually play. And that just says a lot about you as not only as a player, but as a person, you know, wanting to make yourself better every day. And that starts with getting on the field and putting in the work and everything. So for you to give up, you know, that and want to go make an immediate impact, you drop down 2 divisions to do that. That just says a lot. But tell us about the Bears tryout you had.
Yeah, man.
The Chicago Bears.
That was actually really cool because, like, if you don't know me, I've been a Bears fan my entire life. And, like, I will argue with anybody about anything Bears-related.
The Bears suck.
Dude, okay, you need to take a lap right now or get them chopping because we got a lot to discuss. But furthermore, so they actually sent out an area scout to I felt like a piece of meat, dude. They literally took this, like, ruler out and stretched me out as far as I could go and got all my lengths and my wingspan and stuff like that. And then they put me on a scale and, like, weighed me to a T, like 182.8345, no rounding up and stuff like that. And then we went out and did, like, a couple position drills and ran the 40 and did all that for them. And it was really cool, dude. Like, it's just a dream of mine growing up to even have that opportunity. So when they came out and I got to do all that, I just, man, it was like surreal, honestly.
Mm-hmm. How did you perform? What were some of your, what was your 40? I mean, how'd you do and everything? What'd you measure out? I mean,
so the funny thing was they actually never gave me any of my times or anything like that. Like I never got to see the times. And I, you know, after I was done, I asked the guy, like, what was that time? And he said, nope, we can't tell you that, it's confidential. And I was like, oh, okay. What? Yeah. So, I actually don't know how I did. Honestly, during that time, stupidly enough, I injured myself in the weight room, and I kind of had like a herniated disc in my back. So I didn't.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I didn't really feel 100%, but at the end of the day, I gave it 100%. So
right, what happened? You just lifted too much?
Yeah. Basically, we were trying to do hang cleans and stuff, and my form wasn't perfect, and I was just trying to be like the macho guy in the gym and right. show that I was an alpha male, and tried to pull way more weight than I should have and kind of slipped the disc. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that sucked.
That's all right.
Thanks, thanks, Dad.
No, I mean, that's sick, though. I mean, who can go – not a lot of people out there that can say they worked out in front of an NFL team. That's sweet. And then tell us about the I know after all that happened and everything, tell us about the regional combine, though. You had to pay for that, right?
Yeah, yeah. So that one, they actually make you pay to try out, which was like I've never even heard of something like that. But I figured it was worth a shot because I was like, you know, why not chase a dream? You only get – in the words of Eminem, you only get one shot. What are you going to do with it since you're from Detroit? And
all right, man.
Well, he's like –
why does everyone say that? Why does everyone have to refer to Eminem?
Because he's like the – Detroit. He's the only good thing that ever came out of Detroit. Be honest.
You're going to piss a lot of people off who's listening to this.
I mean, name one other thing besides Ford and Eminem that has come out of Detroit that's good for America. Look at you. You're stuttering right now.
the Detroit Lions.
Today, Junior.
The Detroit Lions.
Okay, take a lap again.
Oh, man. We beat the Bears. That's the thing, though. Like, we've beaten the Bears consistently like 4 years in a row now.
Steve, how many Super Bowls do the Lions have?
What does it matter when we're talking about the present day? You're living in the past.
All right, point proven. Anyways, yeah, so I went to the regional.
Let's get back to the NFL Combine.
Went to the regional combines, and there's actually a lot of dudes there that I had kind of like researched and knew of that were like on the brink draft guys. And so I got to meet a lot of them, which was super cool. They had a lot of advice to offer and different places to train at and stuff like that. And so just kind of talked to them. And then we went through all the normal drills that you do at the regular combine, you know, position drills, shuttle, 40, vertical, broad, all that kind of stuff. And then from there, we kind of just talked to like scouts, and I don't think there was any GMs there or anything, but there's a couple like positional coaches from different teams that we got to talk to. And it was just a really cool experience, honestly. And from there, I was actually able to talk to a couple CFL teams. No, I didn't garner any NFL interest at all. I was too slow and white and
Stop it.
No, I'm kidding.
You remind me, what did I tell you? You remind me of Harrison Smith. If I'm going to pick one NFL player to compare you to, you guys literally have the same characteristics. For those of you who don't know who Harrison Smith is, he is the all-pro safety for the Minnesota Vikings. And if you haven't seen him, go on YouTube and Google him. And then Google Jared Lakis. They are literally the same person. They're a runaway, it's like a runaway freight train coming downhill to take on the ball carrier head on. They both have, that's the thing though. You think like I'm just sitting here talking you up. I'm not. If I'm going to compare you to somebody, it's going to be him. You guys have the same ball skills, the same everything. And that's why I just don't understand is, dude, you should be with the Bears right now at training camp.
Yeah, I know. I wish, man, I wish. Trust me, if you or anybody out there knows anybody, you know, put in a good word for me. But no, it's actually cool. One of my old teammates actually is with the Chicago Bears right now. His name's Matt Fleming. He did kind of like the same exact road as me, except he actually left his after his junior year. He forego his – or for – what do you call that? Foregoing your senior year. So he foregoed his senior year and got a mini tryout with them and got invited to their camp and is actually on their 100-man preseason roster or whatever. It's 93 or 100-man roster. I don't know.
Jeez.
And
is that the kid that's the track guy?
Yeah. So he's like super fast, great long jumper. I think he actually won long jump in the national championship in long jump.
Oh, wow.
At one point. So he's a superb athlete. And a super confident kid. I love the way he plays. He's a super great kid, too, off the field. So shout out to Matt. He's awesome.
Yeah, man. Shout out, Matt. That's sweet. What is he got a great chance, though, of making it in? Or what's going to happen? It just
So, you know, I don't really know all the details behind it and what goes on behind the scenes there. But I do know that he's extremely fast, and I know that that's extremely valuable in the NFL nowadays. And if I were an NFL GM, I mean, why not give him a shot to go into preseason? And if he can prove himself, especially with Matt Nagy there as the head coach and in a new kind of dink and dunk offense, I think that's a great fit for Matt. And, you know, it's kind of cool because, like, I got to go up against this kid in one-on-ones in college and stuff. And like, we had awesome battles all the time. And, and now he's like a Chicago Bear. So it's so cool, man. And I really do hope that he makes the team and everything.
Yeah. That's crazy though. I saw an article today about Nagy saying how they're going to have some fun. I mean, that right there goes to show you that they love speed and love guys that are just very agile.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Can get around the field, and they can do different things with them.
Yeah, I think that's the way that the NFL is kind of going now, though. That's just like the new phase. It's what was it a couple years ago, the Wildcat, and then you had the spread offense and all that. Now it's like I kind of feel like ever since Antonio Brown really made it big, it's like now guys in the later rounds are just giving more and more shots, and they're making more and more of a. What's the word for it?
Impact?
Yeah, impact.
Yeah, and shout out Central Michigan.
Yeah, shout out Central Michigan.
I actually have my visor right in front of me, sitting right in front of me here.
Man, the school
look at this,
spirit.
Look at this. I got my school just with me, baby. That's how we do it. But I was going to say, though, back to the NFL comment, why now is speed so valued when the whole game since the dawn of it has been – you know, you got to be fast. I mean, obviously, everyone had to be fast, or you had to be some sort of, you know, quick, or you know what I'm saying? Where speed over everything. The game should have always been like that, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it just comes down to science, dude. Like, if you're running fast and the other person's running fast, whoever's faster and runs into one another is the other big guy's going to go down, you know? Like, at the end of the day, that's the way I look at it.
I know. It's hard for me to understand. I guess, you know, the game evolves with time, but what are we going to see in 10 years, you know, that we've seen over this past decade? What's going to change? And with the way the hitting is becoming, where, you know, they're penalizing it incredibly and taking away, which is not bad, in my opinion. You know, you talk about you joke about CTE earlier, but that's a serious thing. But my question is, what is the game going to be like in the next 10 years?
Well, are we talking like NFL or XFL or what's the deal here?
I would say college and NFL.
Okay. Man, I don't know.
Or I would say – let's just say NFL.
Dude, they got to cut down on these penalties. Otherwise, I think they're going to lose a lot of viewership. It's just getting ridiculous, man. I mean, have you – like, obviously – people that watch football games nowadays know that it's just – it wasn't what it used to be. Like, you could watch a game in 2 hours back in the day, and now it's a four-hour deal. And, like, you literally have to plan your Sunday around watching an NFL game. It's ridiculous.
I kind of like it, though.
I mean
– I get to sit around. I love how the games start here.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If I'm hungover, like, it's the greatest medicine in the world. But
– exactly.
But at the end of the day, I don't know it's just different. It's a whole different scheme now. And obviously they're making a lot of money with commercials and stuff like that. But yeah, man, that's just football.
It's a business. It's shitty. Roger Goodell sucks. I mean, we all know
it's a clown, bro.
I just don't I just don't know where the game's headed. Is that's the only thing with everything that's going on, with, you know, from players kneeling to protesting, and to, now they're going to penalize them for kneeling. It's just like that right there. I don't have an opinion on the kneeling because I don't care. That's just me. I don't care. Like, you can do what you want, but the fact that the NFL is like, they're going to like put a penalty on these guys for doing this. Like, why do you care that much? Like, I get it. It might've cost you viewers, but who cares? The game's still going to be played. A team's still going to win or lose. That's it. We all move forward and move on. I'm sorry I have to rant about it, but it's just shitty. It's just shitty to see why they're doing this.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I know. I totally understand. But I'm telling you, man, watch out for that XFL. They're going to be in the spring too, so they don't have to to directly compete with the NFL like they did in the past. And
right.
I think that they changed the rules around a little bit, so it's going to be a little bit more like fast paced, but not like arena ball where it's just like 90-100 points a game, stuff like that.
Yeah,
I think there's going to be a good little mixture there, and if like the NFL is not careful, I know they got the best athletes in the world, and you're going to want to watch your favorite players from your favorite cities and stuff like that. But like there's that fun factor about the XFL that's a little like magnetic. Like, you kind of get that curious, what's going to happen in that league? And, like, anytime
exactly.
Vince McMahon's running something, dude, you get a little you get a little curious.
Right. You big wrestling guy?
No, actually. I never watched it when I was growing up, but pretty much every one of my friends has.
I'm the exact same way. I love playing WWE, though, on the 64, Nintendo 64. That game is incredible. I'm sorry. I'm going to put it up there. It's one of the best games that they've made for that system.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Rampage.
I mean, I was always a big Mario guy. So, like, Mario Party, Mario Kart, those were my
– Well, obviously. Come on. We got to branch out here. Give the people a little taste of something else.
Oh, man. I don't know. I just stick to the main games. Like, right now I'm on Fortnite, dude. And, oof. By the way, if any of you guys want to play squads with me, like – we will win. Trust me. I'll put the team on my back.
So, I mean, I think it's the best way to transition to this. And talking about, you're playing obviously video games over there. So tell me about Germany. Tell me a little bit about the football. We can touch on the football aspect real quick and how everything's been going over there. But I just want to hear just about life about Germany too. So tell us about the team you play for and everything.
Yeah. So I'll try to keep it quick with the whole football thing, cause I feel like we've been talking about it a lot. So basically, football in Germany is actually a lot more competitive than I thought it was going to be. Like a lot of these guys could easily play Division II football, I'd say. And there's a couple that maybe could play like D1AA, maybe D1 ball. And it's just that, you know, they don't have the chance to grow up and play it. And so they're very raw when it comes to the actual sport when they start playing it at like 18 years old. And
we're talking about the German guys here, not the Americans that come over there?
No, I'm talking strictly Germans right now.
Oh,
yeah. They're very good. They're very good ball players. Our season, actually, we're mid-season right now. So after like two more weeks, we'll be at our bye. So our bye week is actually like a month long. And so I'm stoked for that because I'm going to do a ton of traveling with one of our good friends, Pat Martin. Shout out, Pat. And
shout out, Pat.
But the actual football aspect of it, it's pretty crazy, man. We got great talent, great games, great fans. They bring the Van Vuzels, is that what they're called?
The Vuvuzelas.
Yeah. Bro, they go crazy.
It's almost like a
with
soccer
those.
Game, kind of.
Yes, sir, man. It's unbelievable. That's sick. Like, they literally, you can hear those guys from probably 5 miles away. And
that's sweet.
So it's awesome. I love it. Unfortunately, I was injured. I tore my ACL in the second game, mind you, on an interception. And
hey, I'm sorry to hear that. Though I didn't know it was the second game. I thought it was like the
sixth. No, I was doing great. I was having an awesome season. The first game of the season, I was able to take a punt return back for a touchdown. And then the second game, I had my interception. Yeah, and kind of just got clipped from behind and tore my whole knee up. So I've really just been trying to stay close to the team and coach them as much as I can and, you know, offer assistance. But we're 4-2 right now, not where we expected to be. We're supposed to be at the top. And if we win the rest of our games, we will be promoted. They actually have, like, divisions here. So you have your best division.
Oh, so it's kind of like soccer.
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah, it's exactly like soccer. Like, when you win, you get 2 points or 3 points. And
that's sweet.
Yeah. So by the end of the year, we should be at the top of our division and being promoted. But
hell yeah.
But yeah, man, it's just a different breed. Like, so my best like story, I guess you could say, with playing football and coming here is the first day we show up and it's me and one of the other imports. Oh, little backstory. So each team gets six imports, six American imports. And
they call you guys imports.
bro, we're treated like cattle over here.
so you guys are trading weapons.
Yes, sir. so we get six imports, okay? And and only two are allowed on the field at the same time. And from there,
really?
Yeah, they don't want to dilute the game with Americans and Germans, and
I get that.
They want to
sense.
They want to teach the Germans how to play and hopefully get some guys to come over to the NFL, which they actually have. They've got like four or five, maybe six Germans that have transferred to the NFL now. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt the story. Go ahead.
So basically, first day I get there, I'm with one of the imports, Brock, my roommate, and. So we show up to practice and we're kind of just like waiting for everybody to get there. We're the first ones there. And so a couple of the guys start to show up and, you know, they're stretching, warming up, doing their routine before practice. And then out of this van, like three or four of the O linemen come up. And I could tell they're O linemen because, you know, they're like 6'3" and just way too fat for their own being. And, They kind of walk on, kind of dial over to this like shed or whatever in this corner. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, this is kind of weird. Like, what's going on here? And sure enough, like one dude just pulls out a pack of cigarettes and they just start like chain smoking.
just ripping heaters.
Like, and I'm talking, this isn't like 30 minutes before practice, bro. This is like, I don't know, 5 minutes before we actually start running like gassers and stuff.
No.
So these guys, these guys are just sitting away like they're at their normal pub, just, you know, going at these things and taking smokes left and right and passing it around. And
wow.
Yeah, just finish the pack and then just walk right on the field.
Wow.
So that one caught me a little off guard, I got to say.
That's funny.
Yeah, man.
What's going through their heads? Like, what, they have to smoke that bad, or is it just it's just a thing over there?
Man, dude, like, I feel like I got secondhand smoke just from being in Europe, to be honest. Like, everybody
really?
Smokes. And it's crazy because they actually put, like, cancerous images on the packs of cigarettes to try and get people
right.
to stop smoking and stuff. And,
but they don't care.
No, that method has proved not to work, actually, because there is smoke everywhere. I mean, it looks like somebody just brought one of those like dry ice machines and just said, all right, flood Germany.
Right. But, so I was about to say, when you were talking about them having players over here, I remember the one guy, Moritz Boringer.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, did he play in that league?
Yeah, he did. He actually – so he played for the best team. You're going to love this one. The Schwäbisch Hall Unicorns. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the name of your team
the
again? Saarbrücken?
Saarbrücken Hurricanes.
See, I got it right on the other episode.
Yeah, man.
Not the Hurricanes part, but I said it right. It's in the largest city, Saarland, in the state of Germany.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look at that.
Yes, sir.
I did my
You're
research.
So cultured, man.
Dude, I got to get over there, though, for sure.
Hey, make that trip with Pat.
Pat was talking to – yeah, I know. He was talking to me about it. And he also told me how he wants to start a podcast. I'm like, dude, your Instagram stories are already a podcast.
Yeah, if you guys don't know Pat, he's like writing MLA formatted essays onto his Instagram stories, and they're actually pretty good. They're pretty good. They get me motivated. Like I'll get out of bed and make a cup of coffee after I read his Instagram stories. But then right. The rest of the day, it's like, all right, I'm way too lazy to do it the whole day. So shout out to Pat. He's very motivated, unlike most people in life.
If you want to follow, if you want to follow Pat and watch these Instagram stories on Instagram, it is at Pat M. It's his first name twice and then the letter M, yeah. All one word.
Pat.
And you'll get a good laugh. There's some good stuff on there. I'm actually going to order this supplement he was talking to me about. It's like ashwagandha or something. It helps to deal with stress and anxiety. It's like a root supplement. It's a natural supplement. And yeah, it looks good. So I think
that
I might
sounds
buy
like
it.
The name of like an avatar or something.
I got to look up the name. Hold on.
Or like that's like a sub country of Wakanda from like the Black Panther.
I just said it wrong. It's Ash. What? Yeah, no, it's Ashwagandha.
All right, swear. You guys are.
Let's look at the. I'm gonna look it up. The benefits and everything. No, this is really interesting. I was actually talking to my sister about it the other day and told her she should take it. And I even.
You guys are gonna be like hallucinating halfway through the workout.
No, it's not even for working out. It's just for like it's almost like taking it in the morning. It's a ancient medicine herb. Medicinal herb. It can reduce blood sugar levels. It is anti-cancer properties. It can reduce cortisol levels.
Dude,
yeah,
you're like,
you definitely look at this.
What, you just turned 24, 25? Why do you got to worry about 24. Cancer?
I'm talking 80, though.
Oh, my gosh, man. I don't know where – I don't know what you guys are taking these days.
It's not like a – I'm not trying to get, like, pumped off of it. It's just for – just to help me be calm. I deal with a lot of shit at work every day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'm going bald.
That's genetics, man. I got it too. I'm calling it the reverse mohawk.
Really? You don't look
bald.
No,
it's getting there, man. I've got a fading hairline. Yeah, man.
Really?
I'm not looking forward to it.
It doesn't look like
it. I promise, dude. A couple of years, I'll be using Rogaine.
I need to buy some now.
Maybe we can get in on it together and get like a value discount or something.
I'll use half the bottle and then I'll ship it
overseas.
All right,
deal. I'm sold.
So tell me though about just about life over there. Let's transition this now away from the game and everything. What is it like? Honestly, I've never been overseas. I've known people that have been to Germany, but what is it like actually living there?
Yeah.
Full-time?
So, best way to describe it is that like Europe in general tries to eliminate the most energy wasting stuff as much as possible. So like public transportation is huge. What else is huge here? Like windmills are huge here. The bike riding. The lights, like when you walk in and out of, like your staircase, you have to press the button and then they'll only turn on for like 2 or 3 seconds and then they go dark. So you can't just like, no,
you're
you joking. Can't leave the light switch on. So sometimes, dude, you'll just Helen Keller it all the way up to your apartment and hope for the best.
Dude, that would piss me off.
Oh,
so
bro,
bad.
Try doing it with a torn ACL. Like I legit almost just ate cement the other day. Because I was walking up my staircase, I hit the light switch, it went 2 seconds, 1,000, 2,000, and the next thing I know, like, my foot just got caught on the staircase because I couldn't see, and sure enough, my face is, like, an inch or two from the ground before my hand stopped it.
Whew. Oh, my gosh, dude, I would file a complaint with the government.
Yeah, so that's the other thing here, like, I feel like our, dude, you have no idea, like, our society is just so much better at keeping things in check and like maintaining an efficient society. Like of
go into that
in terms of like construction, construction here, it just takes up, like, they'll do construction in the middle of a highway and just, they don't care if only a half a lane is open. Like, they're just like, all right, cars, figure it out. Like, and the worst part of it is, like, every street here is an Autobahn. So cars will just be flying at like 180 miles per hour. And then they just have to stop because no one's telling them, like, they don't have any guards or construction workers telling them, like, that the road's closed or anything. So they just have to slam on the brakes and hope for the best.
Holy shit.
That's one instance. And
so you don't, but obviously you don't do any driving at all.
No,
right?
No, we don't have a car or anything like that. We're just taking all public transportation, trains, buses, stuff like that. Whenever I travel, I just mainly take planes. The airfare is so cheap here. It's freaking awesome, dude. Yeah,
really? I mean,
you can get one-way tickets. They have a company here called Ryanair. And Ryanair is basically your standard low-fare airline. So, like, take a backpack and that's it to London. And your flight's going to cost €9 one way. No,
you're lying.
Swear to God. It is awesome.
€9? How big's the plane?
It's a standard, I don't know, what are you, 737, whatever it is. Yes,
really?
Sir. It is awesome.
Holy shit, how long's the flight?
From where I'm at to London, I think it's like a hour, 15-minute flight.
Oh, that's
yes,
nice.
Bro. Yes.
What is that, like a five-hour train ride?
So I actually have never looked up the train ride to London, but they have certain – so that's another thing, like, the trains here, they have ones that are called ICE trains, and those go around like 300 to 400 miles per hour, and you can get to places within like a span of 35 minutes, 40 minutes.
I think I saw that.
Dude,
story.
It is freaking insane. Like, you just shoot out of a freaking cannon, and the
really?
Next thing you know, like, boom, you're there. And you can't even, like, look out the windows because you kind of get car sick, dude. It's like being on Space Mountain.
Oh, I'd be puking.
Yeah, if you don't like roller coasters, it is not for you, sir.
Are you strapped in?
No, it's not like a freaking amusement ride.
Well, I mean, if you're going that fast, I'd figure there'd be some type of lap belt, like on an airplane at least, like keep you like in your...
No, man. Like,
do that?
You just kind of sit down. It's actually really nice. They got like first class seats, and you know, they got little tables in there. So if you guys want to have like a little mini party, like, go nuts.
How much is that?
You're looking for one of those at like 40, 50 euros. So it's not bad. Yeah,
wow.
It's pretty reasonable.
Wow. So what, it kind of cut you off though. What were you going to say more about like the efficiency besides the construction?
Like in terms of like their government and everything?
Yeah, you said that there's some things over there that they just don't do right.
Yeah, so like their management in general, like kind of like, so if you were to ask something or to get maybe papers from like for living, like residency papers or something, okay, let's say that. We'll use that as an example. You'll go in there and like, you know, do your thing, kind of like talk to them about what you have to do and whatnot, and they'll tell you everything. But before everything gets approved, it's like a 2-month process. Just to talk, you have to talk to different people, and they just tell you the same things over and over again. Whereas in America, like,
jeez,
the worst thing that we have to do is just go to the DMV and wait like 2 hours, you know?
Yeah.
So,
everyone, I love how you call it the DMV. No one in Michigan, I swear to you, bro, no one in Michigan calls it that. Everyone calls it the Secretary of State.
Why? That's so weird.
I don't know. I don't even know what they call it here in Texas. I think they call it the DMV. I'm not sure. Or the Texas, like I don't know, county clerk. I don't
know.
How
did that start?
Yeah, everyone in Michigan calls it the Secretary of State. And that's literally the name of what they have on the building.
I mean, yeah, ours says Secretary of State too, but everybody just calls it DMV.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe I'm just hearing it from the wrong people. Maybe some people do call it the DMV. I don't know.
Who cares? It's Michigan. Everybody's weird there.
But all right. You're going to make me lose listeners.
I'm sorry. Shout out to all the Michigan people out there.
No, but yeah, no, I could definitely see that over there taking. That's just, oh man, I don't know. I would love to live over there though. That's the thing. I don't know about somewhere in Europe, but I just feel like going over there, it's definitely like, I feel like it's more relaxing.
Oh yeah, definitely. The leisure is another big thing here. Like, there's really no fast pace anything. You kind of just kind of like wing it as the day goes. You know, like people make impromptu meetings and stuff, and you'll just kind of go if something like that comes up. But you kind of go day to day with like nothing planned, and then certain things just pop up, and you go from there. It's kind of cool, right? Actually, you know, it's not so stressful like America. Like, you know, when say you go to work, you already have like 6 to 7 meetings lined up and things that are totally on your mind that mm-hmm. from the day before. So from that phase of our perspective, it's pretty cool. But yeah. And another thing that's pretty crazy here is it's a lot more diverse than I thought it was going to be. A lot more diverse. Like, when you think of Germany, mm-hmm. you think of, I don't know, blonde hair, blue eyes, you know, your typical Germans. And
are you just thinking of World War II when you think of present day Germany?
Pretty much. Pretty much. And
no, I feel like that's the thing, though. It's not just you. I feel like everyone over here does that, and they think it's just all Nazis. And it's not that. It's people that are against that.
Yeah,
shit.
I mean, it's actually really like they have shirts and everything that they wear that are like F the Nazis and stuff like that. Like they really want to erase that history. So, and they should. It's cool to see that they don't stand for it anymore. But anyways. Right. Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of different diversity here. So, like, Turkish people, there's a lot of Turkish people here. There's a lot of French people here. We're on the France border, so a lot of them just live in Germany. And mm-hmm. I don't know, there's all different kinds of nationalities here, which I just didn't expect. And there's nothing wrong with it. I love it, actually. I meet different people in different languages every single day. But it's just, you know, different from what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's cool. There's a lot of different food because of that. Like, for instance, they have these things called donors here.
Boners?
Yeah, dude, I love eating those. they're called donors, and these donors are like. All right, so take your Chipotle burrito. You know, you go there and you say, I want a tortilla, right?
Right.
Okay, instead of beans, they put, like, French fries in there, okay? So okay. I got your attention now, right?
Exactly. My ears perked up.
All right, so then they got, like, your veggies, whatever. You got your lettuce, your onions, your peppers, okay? So you throw mm-hmm. that on there. Then they take this meat that rotates on this steel like pole, and it wraps around the pole, and it, as it rotates, it hits this heater, so it's always getting slowly cooked.
Right.
And they shave it into your burrito. Okay. Now you got your veggies,
what?
Your fries, your shaved meat. Then they throw a little like ranch dressing, but it's kind of like that Chipotle ranch, so it's got a little kick to it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, man. It is like taking everything that is so bad for your waistline and just like throwing it in there and saying, here you go, like $4. It's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Still not better than Cheez-Its, like you would say, but.
Cheez-Its? I love Cheez-Its.
I know. I listened to your podcast, bro. You're famous.
Dude, I actually ate them today and I didn't like, I actually kind of got sick of them for a second. Is the end there?
Is that possible?
Is the end
what
near?
Flavor were they?
Just regular.
Oh, man. You got to switch it up. Go to that white cheddar.
I know. I love the white cheddar, but I don't feel like going grocery shopping right now. Or like this
you
weekend.
Need to watch some. I like, you need to watch some more to, Pat stories, man. Get you motivated.
Pat's going to – what is he going to make me? A kale shake? A kale – dude, he puts – our buddy people – he puts peanut butter on a hamburger and he eats it. I don't understand how he does it or why or what it tastes like.
Oh, man. Ugh.
What do you think of that?
I think he's in it for the protein. So, I mean, it's all about the gains life. I get it. But that probably tastes like some dog barf or something. I don't know.
That's what I'm exactly. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, it does kind of, dude. When you look at it, it's kind of got that texture. Oh my gosh, I can't, dude. You hit it right on the nail,
dude. It was all you.
Oh, thanks, man.
I just alley-ooped it. You dunked it.
Yeah. Speaking of that, who's winning?
Who's winning?
Who are you gonna take in the finals?
Oh, man, I mean, it's 3-0. What do they expect? I mean, what do they expect is going to happen? Do you think Cleveland's going to win? No, I want them to win. I want LeBron to come back, but it's not going to happen. And I hope I'm wrong. I'm sick of Kevin Durant. What about you?
I mean, I know you're a LeBron fan, so this is going to hurt.
I'm a slappy.
A slappy?
You ever heard that?
What is a slappy?
There's never heard of a slappy? Like, I'm literally slapped silly by LeBron James. I'm just so in love with him.
Yeah, I've never heard that. But kudos. Anyways, LeBron's going to lose, so enjoy your slappiness from afar.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be sad. And then he's going off to Philly or Houston.
You think so?
I don't think he's leaving. What I like that he does, because he's such a powerful athlete and powerful businessman.
Dude, I'm sorry. My roommate's coming in here, and he's waving all kinds of male parts in my face right now. That's another part of Germany. So
this is the unfiltered middle podcast.
Oh, dude, speaking of male parts. Okay, this is the most epic
of male parts.
Epic story I have in Germany so far. All right. So – we have this connection that, like, we have sponsors for our team, which is another thing in German football, actually. Like, you know, like NASCAR race cars, how they have the sponsors.
Right, like the ads.
Yeah, so we actually have that, like, on our jerseys, which is weird at first. But then you get, like, free benefits out of it. So it's actually pretty cool. And one of these benefits is we get a, like, free water park place. It's like half water park, half sauna area. And,
what?
Yes, bro. It's like basically a free membership to a mini Wisconsin Dells. It's pretty sick.
I've heard about the Dells. I heard that's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. And so we go here on a regular Monday, just expecting some awesome, slippery, wet fun. And, it turned into that, but like,
hey, keep it PG.
The mature version, okay? So listen, man. So, like, we have never been to these German saunas before. So we obviously did not do our research, right? Like, we didn't get the memo. And so we're kind of doing our thing. We hit the slides first, and we go and do, like, the jacuzzi and everything. And then we're like, all right, we should probably sauna, like, get all of our sins from the weekend out. You know, it's a Monday, so we still have a couple sins in there. And we head over to the sauna area. Well, like, we get there, and these signs that are kind of just, like, you can't read them because everything's in German. But basically the premise of it is, like, all right, drop your drawers. And so we're just full Johnson's hanging right now. And it's me and two of my roommates just chilling, you know, literally Willie's hanging around out and everywhere. And so we go into this sauna area, and it's actually pretty neat. They got like seven different areas of saunas. Each one does like a crazy different thing. I don't know, some European stuff.
Is it just men, or is it everyone?
No. So that's the crazy part. Like, there's men, and then there's like grandmas, but it's not just men. It's like grandpas, grandmas, like men that are like 40, women that are 40. Then you have like 20-year-olds in there. So there's a great variety. Like, I'm not saying it's not diverse, but dude, oh my gosh, there's all kinds of wiener hanging out everywhere. I'm talking like salamis, cannolis, literally every kind of wiener possible. And
my God,
dude, the worst part of it is, like, we didn't know where to go. Like, we were so confused. Like, I think we were in shock, like literally utter shock that this was happening. So we just kind of found like the first thing to go into to, like, kind of, you know, wake ourselves up from this bad nightmare. And it happened to be this like little pool area. And we thought it was a jacuzzi, like it was going to be some kind of like healing property, like either as a cold tub or a hot tub, but it was just a bathtub. So now we're swimming in this bathtub with like 18 other naked old men, and half of them are fat, half of them are like literally pushing up on you a little bit. And dude, it was just like one of those moments where you wish you could just crawl out of your skin and go back to your bed and just like curl up in a ball. It was awful.
That's cringeworthy shit.
Yes. Yes.
Oh man. You guys didn't try to talk to any girl?
Well, like, dude, it's kind of hard because like literally their tits are just basically staring at you right in the face. Like, you know, you're not going to be able to keep eye contact with them. It's a trick, dude.
Right.
You know?
Wow. I mean, they're probably like, well, no one's going to come up to me. Then like, I'm gonna have to deal with any bullshit today.
Yeah.
So they probably like, that's why they probably like.
Yeah. And the other crazy thing is like some of them are with their boyfriends. So it's weird because
wow,
as a boyfriend, I would never like be able to do that. Like put my girlfriend on display like that. But hey, man, that's just European lifestyle.
That's crazy. So going back to, you know, the sign where you couldn't read it, how is that? Do people understand you at all? Like, is there times where, like, you can't even understand people? Like, what's all the language barrier like?
Yeah. A lot of it is, like, miming. Like, I've become a certified professional mime while I've been over here.
Ooh.
You kind of have to like figure out ways to sign language what you're saying to them. And I know that sounds bad. Like I should definitely learn German by now, but I'm not going to be here that long. So it kind of is pointless at this point, but side note, it's very hard to communicate at times. And if it wasn't for like the technology of our smartphones nowadays, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could live here.
You use Google Translate?
It's so crucial.
You have the app. Sir. I actually, you want to hear a funny story? I had a college, what did I take? Business calculus class in 2000, right after I left Benedictine and transferred schools. I took the class in like the fall. I ended up having to drop the class because how hard it was. But I had a kid. Wait a minute. No, I'm confusing classes. Never mind. Okay. Anyway, it was still a math class. It was a different class, though. This was a class I had to pick up for my new major that I switched to. And I sat next to this kid that was Chinese and he could barely speak English, but his name was Tom and he would help me all the time. Like he would help me with my homework. Like he'd help me study for tests. This kid was awesome. We became like best friends. It was crazy. So I started using Google Translate when we would text. And one time I sent him a text message to say, hey, let's go stay at the library in like Chinese or Mandarin, obviously. And he texted back in English, how did you do that with all exclamation points? Like he thought I learned Chinese. He thought I learned Mandarin like overnight.
That's awesome, dude.
He was so shocked, dude. He had no idea. I was like, and I said Google Translate. And then I put the words Google Translate in Mandarin and sent it back to him. And he sent it back, LOL, all exclamation points.
No way.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But no, dude, that app is great. That app is incredible. I can't believe that you're surviving with it.
Yeah, no, dude. I mean, it's the crazy part of that whole story is that, like, you're telling me he's this Chinese kid. He doesn't know any English. But yet he has, like, the most generic English name out of any right. name he could possibly choose. Like, yeah. Like, if you were to just say, like, yeah, we're going to grab Tom. Like, I'd be like, oh, okay. Like, we're just going to grab another one of, like, Steve's white friends. Nope, dude. Total Mandarin. Out of nowhere.
Dude, the funny thing about that, I didn't see him until 2 years later. And I saw him 2 weeks before I graduated from school. It was destiny. Like, I saw him when I went to go work out. And he, like, stopped me. He's like, Steve. I'm like, Tom, what's up? He gave me a hug and everything.
Oh, that's great. Awesome, dude.
I know. It was pretty like, it was actually very satisfying.
That's sick, bro. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's a good guy. So we were friends on Facebook for a while. I don't know anymore, but when you coming home?
So yeah, actually I'm going to do a trip for 2 weeks with my parents and my sister who I miss very much. I'm a big family man, so I'm so pumped to see them. And then once I'm done with that trip, me and Pat are heading out for 2 weeks, going to see a ton of different cities and cool stuff. And then I will be home at the end of July and start work in the real world, unless one of your followers here wants to hook me up with a job.
You know I got a connection with the Bears.
Yeah, hint, hint.
Hint, hint. Wait, so coming home in July for good?
For good. I will be back in America.
Okay, okay. So where are you and your family going when they come over there?
My family's really big into like hiking and nature kind of stuff. So honestly, we're not going to a ton of like well-known places. More so like just road tripping it. And if we see like a cool mountain or a cool hiking area, we're kind of going to stop and just go explore and do our thing. But I mean, we're going to hit a couple of the big cities like Munich and I think Zurich and Switzerland and Vienna and Austria and do a couple of those big ones.
What about Cologne or Kern, as they call it?
No, they still call it Cologne. No, that's more north of us. I think they want to go like south and then kind of bend it back around. But I was actually in Cologne for last week. Yeah, last week I had a transfer there on the train. And dude, that city is sick, man. Like if anybody is listening and wants to go to Germany and visit any city, Cologne is the place to go. Like, it is unbelievable. They have so much stuff to do. There's a huge cathedral there. I think it's the biggest in the world, honestly. And when you see it, it's like breathtaking. And then
Catholic?
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it is. And sick, man. And they got a huge concert hall that there's a ton of concerts there, like festivals, like Lollapalooza kind of stuff. And they got. I mean, it's on the river. It's just an awesome city. Like, I would totally recommend going to it.
Yeah. My company's headquartered in Essen, Germany. Do you know where Essen is?
No idea.
Okay. Never mind. We won't look it up.
No, I think if I'm going to take a wild guess here, I think it's like it's north.
I think it's north. West? I think it's northwest. Yeah.
I thought so.
I think it's northwest. I don't feel like looking it up right now. Yeah. So when you and Pat, when Pat comes down or across or over, are you guys? What are you guys gonna do? Because you just were in Malta. Right?
Yeah, bro. That was so. Yeah, we went. I went to Malta. I met up with my cousin there, and he's kind of a wild one. So we went out like pretty much every single night. And it was unbelievable. Like the bar area there, they had a strip, and it was just basically a strip of like 7 to 8 bars, and they're actually owned by the same dude. Like he pretty much owns everything on the island. But
that's sweet.
But yeah, man, the party atmosphere was awesome.
Capitalism.
Yes,
it's a monopoly.
Basically, guy's doing life right, and and then you know we would just go out. One night I went to the casino. I won like 400 euros, just plain blacked out pretty much. And I was just throwing money on numbers and colors, and they were starting to merge together at one point. And
they clicked.
Felt like I was in Limitless. Like numbers were just floating around in the air and stuff. But
What'd you do with the money?
We actually spent it all the next day on like bars and stuff. We had a great sushi dinner at one point, but most of the time we just spent it at the bars and kind of lived it up there for that vacation. And it was good because I hadn't seen him in a while, so it was much needed. But yeah, man, me and Pat are probably just gonna. I don't know, man. We're gonna do a ton of stuff. We definitely have some sites that we want to see, but like. I know we're kind of both adventurous kind of dudes. So we were talking about doing like cliff diving and Pat wants to do skydiving. I told him, hell no, I'm never jumping out.
Why you can do that? You can do that in the States.
I know. And I'm never jumping out of a plane in general. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't do it either.
The whole purpose of skydiving is like to try not to die. Like, how are you going to sign me up for
right.
that? Right. Please. No, thank you.
I wouldn't trust it over in Europe either.
Heck no. Dude, they probably use like the most cheap plastic because it's economically efficient for their society.
You're gonna have a parachute from World War II.
All right, storm the beaches of Normandy, baby.
Oh, baby. Dude, that'll be fun though. You're not bringing home your wife? Like, what isn't the whole point to go to Europe and meet your wife and come back and start a family? What's going on, dude, with that?
So like, there's so many beautiful women here, and like it's hard not to like just go up and talk to them. But the problem is like there's the language barrier. Like at the end of the day, you can't really say anything because, you know, you can say like, "Hi, I'm American," and they're like, "Oh, cool, I'm German." And then that's like the extent of it, you know. It's difficult, but yeah, there's definitely like a ton of beautiful women here, and we actually have a Lady Canes football team too, where like full really? Contact, like their practices are awesome, dude. They basically just do the Oklahoma drill for 2 straight hours and then call it a day.
Just going head on for 2 straight hours.
It's so lit, man. Like they full on, like, you know, they'll start the tunnel, you know, they got their tunnel of bodies, and then they'll just start calling people out left and right. And you got these right. badass chicks just mashing heads.
Jeez.
Yeah, man.
That sounds a little weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Sorry. I got to get my mind out of the gutter. But yeah, dude, this is just incredible, man, that you get to live a lifestyle like this though and experience something totally different than what we're all living over here. I definitely got to make a trip over there, but I mean, you're going to be back. This will be the only time for me. I don't even have a passport, bro.
What?
My mom lost my birth certificate.
How is that possible? Like, I feel like moms don't ever lose things.
Ask my mother.
Well, your mother's a saint. I'm not going to put it past her that she would do something like that. But at the same time, she – I don't know. I'm sorry. Maybe your mother's not a saint.
So when you come home, are you done with football for good?
I don't know, man. That's a question I'm still asking myself. If, like, an opportunity were to come up and – you know, I'll probably send my film out, even though it's not much from this year, to a couple teams that I talked to. And if an opportunity arises, then I might take it. But at the end of the day, man, I'm getting old. I'm 23 now. And it's like my body's been through a lot. Like I have been beat up right. a lot. And at some point, dude,
I feel
yeah, you just gotta call it quits.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, at least you can come to terms with it. You know, there's a lot of people who can't get over it.
Yeah, man.
And try to live it out as long as they can and then never grow up and get a job and do things
exactly.
like that. But I mean, more power to you. I have nothing to take away from those people. But at some point, like, if you ever have dreams of like having a family and, you know, building like your family name, then you got to give it up.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And like at the end of the day, that's what I want to be. You know, like people grow up and they want to be like, I don't know, lawyers, doctors, and whatever, surgeons. I don't know. I just want to grow up and, right. and one day be a dad and, like, be able to, you know, make my kids proud and take them to practice whatever sport they play and do all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Like, that's – I can't wait. But yeah, man.
Speak my language.
But, yeah, that's basically my life. I'm running on 5% too, so
hey,
we got to start calling it –
perfect timing.
Start calling it reps
here. Hey, you – I can't thank you enough. Thank you for joining us for the first ever global interview with Jared Leekes. Jared, I appreciate it, man. We'll be in touch, and I appreciate you taking the time and staying up to do this.
Yes, sir.
And tell your roommate we apologize if he's still dangling his junk in your face and he has to go to bed.
All right, man.
All right, bro. Hey, be safe. Have a good time. Tell Pat what's up once he gets over there, and have fun with
all
your
right,
family.
I will.
Enjoy.
Thanks, Pat, or Steve. I'll see you, man.
Wow. What love. You listened just now to the first ever global interview and first ever interview on The Middle with Steven Sanastasi. I really hope you enjoyed. Please subscribe and share the podcast. Like I said, we are on Apple Podcasts now. So go on there, share, subscribe, do whatever. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great day and rest of the weekend or the week. I don't know. You do you and have fun. That's all that matters. Thanks. How do you know, man?